Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about something from the life of Joseph, about forgetfulness and fruitfulness. It's from Genesis chapter 41, verses 51 and 52. We read this. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God has made me forget all my toil in all my father's house. And the name of the second he called Ephraim, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Again, that's Genesis chapter 41, verses 51 and 52. Nowadays, we carefully choose the names of our children, often looking in baby name books or whatever to see the meaning of each name. We want to give our children names that mean something special, both to us and perhaps to them in the future. Now, that's nothing new. Many thousands of years ago, Joseph gave names to his two sons to reflect what God had done in his life. When we see what the names meant, we see what a great work God had done. First, notice that Joseph gave his sons Jewish names, Manasseh and Ephraim. Now, Joseph had lived in Egypt many years. He had married an Egyptian woman. Joseph was in Egypt because the other sons of Israel had rejected him, selling him as a slave. Yet Joseph knew who he was. He was a covenant son of Israel. He was in Egypt, but he was not an Egyptian. In the same way, Jesus wants us to be in the world, but not of the world, as it says in John chapter 17. Second, notice the name of the first son, Manasseh, which means forgetfulness. He named his firstborn Manasseh because God made Joseph to forget all the previous pain and trial in his life. Joseph had been spoiled by his father, rejected by his brothers, then attacked and sold into slavery by them. He had been thrown into jail for honoring God, and those he helped forgot him. Despite years of this kind of treatment, Joseph could still say, "I choose to forget it all." Next, notice the name of the second-born son. It was Ephraim, which means fruitfulness. He gave him this name because God had made Joseph fruitful in Egypt. He was raised from the pit to the pinnacle and was made to be second in power only to Pharaoh in all the kingdom of Egypt. God had blessed Joseph and gave him peace and great blessing. Do you see the connection? We can't be Ephraim until we are first Manasseh. In other words, we can't really be fruitful until we also do some forgetting. In his book, The Great Divorce, C.S. Lewis described hell as a place where no one forgets anything. It was Lewis's idea that in hell, every person would remember every offense, every slight, every cruel exchange of words, every wrong that was ever done to them, and everyone would be utterly unforgiving. But in heaven, all of those things are put away, because in heaven, all things have become new. Here's a question. What fruitfulness is being held back in your life because you will not forget something that should be forgotten? May we be like the Apostle Paul, who said this, "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." That's in Philippians chapter 3. Sometimes God will use forgetfulness to lead us to fruitfulness. I pray that's true in your life today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.